Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, November 9th, 2022. Stand up for your country. So what the deuce happened yesterday? That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Got a lot of information for you, so if you have a pen and paper handy, that might be good, particularly in a Smart Life segment tonight. We're going to give you a very important piece of information. So anyway, let me give you the facts first, then we'll analyze. Got two of the best guys in the country, smartest guys, going to tell us why things evolved the way they did. We'll give you the biggest winner, biggest loser, and a bunch of other asides that I know you will find interesting. So more than 120 million votes were cast in a midterm election. That's a record. But 250 million voters were eligible. So it's not quite 50% that showed up in a time of crisis, particularly economically, but socially as well. Okay? So half the voters in America said, nah, I'm not going. I'm not going to go. Not going to turn out. That's ancient Rome stuff. Okay? That's frightening. Now, I know it's an off-year election, but don't ever, if you didn't vote, say a word about the economy, the border, Putin, anything else. Because you don't care enough to go out and vote whatever your conscience would dictate. That's number one. Number two, the Republicans are going to control the House. Now, we don't know the number because states like Arizona and Nevada cannot count their votes. It's not will not. They cannot do it. After all of this and all we went through in 20, they still can't count them. It's terrible. But the House is going to be in the hands of Republicans. There, that leads us to the biggest loser, Nancy Pelosi. She is finished in American politics. She did not issue a statement today. Remember, she said that Democrats would hold the House. She knew that wasn't true, but that's what she felt she had to say. So I'm not a gloater. I'm not a person who was happy that Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked or anything like that. But I feel a woman has damaged this nation in a way that few other politicians ever have. You got to go back to the Civil War days, pre-Civil War, to find speakers of the House as bad as that woman. She would not ever be reasonable. She used blackmail to get the House members to vote her way. You either do what I say or you'll never get a dime to run for re-election. Horrible. Horrible. She's gone. Ding dong, the witch is dead, if you want to quote me. That is the big loser. On the Senate side, I think it's going to be 50-50. I predicted 52 Republican, 48 Democrat. But it looks to me like Walker is not going to make it in Georgia, even though there is a runoff. So he's about 16,000 votes behind at the time we're taping this. How's he going to make that up? You know, he doesn't have any more arrows in the quiver. I don't know how he makes it up. Now, they didn't call Arizona. Again, they can't count the votes, but that's going to go to Kelly. He's going to be the senator. And in Nevada, I believe Laxalt will prevail. Again, they can't count the vote there, but I think he's far enough ahead that he'll win. And the Republican won the governorship there in Nevada. Interesting, because Nevada and Arizona are the same culture, same desert culture. Yet one state, Arizona, has blown up completely. It is now a blue state. It voted against its own self-interest. I did a big thing on Hannity's radio program today. I can't believe it. Hundreds of thousands of migrants pouring into that state and they vote for Kelly, who rubber stamps whatever Biden wants, and what Biden is not going to ever do anything on the border, ever. And you vote for this guy? I mean, what's going on? What is going on in Arizona? Democrats shouldn't have gotten any votes. That's how bad that state is in shape because of the Democratic policies. So that's the primer where we stand now. The red wave happened in Florida. Exactly what some people believe would happen nationwide happened in Florida. And the big winner there is DeSantis, the governor, won by 20 points. But, you know, Marco Rubio won. Downline people won all over the place. So Florida is now solidly red state. And DeSantis knows that and set himself up with a boomer of a victory speech. Go.
Now, this great exodus of Americans, for those folks, Florida, for so many of them, has served as the promised land. We have embraced freedom. We have maintained law and order. We have protected the rights of parents. We have respected our taxpayers, and we reject woke ideology. We fight the woke in the legislature. We fight the woke in the schools. We fight the woke in the corporations. We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
You'll see that on bumper stickers. Florida is where woke goes to die. Democrats poured $114 million into the state races, and they got waxed everywhere. So what's the difference between Florida and Arizona? They're both hot. Okay, people go there, retire there. I can't tell you. I don't know. I'm so perplexed by it. As a historian, I have never seen Americans vote against their own self-interest as much as they did this year. Never. And I'll just give you one more vivid example. In New York, Zeldin lost, but he carried 90% of New York counties, 90%. And he lost because African-Americans in the Bronx, in Harlem, North Manhattan, in Brooklyn, voted 9-1 for Hochul. I'm sitting there, drug gangs run those neighborhoods. Thousands of people are being murdered there. Old ladies and men can't go to the grocery stores. Everyone knows you can't go out after dark or you can get attacked. Everyone knows Kathy Hochul could not care less. She wants to take all the criminals out of prison and put them back on the streets of Harlem and Bed-Stuy and South Bronx. And that the people who are there being brutalized vote for her. I've never seen anything like it. Zeldin lost because of the black vote in New York City. That's why. And Hochul has not done one thing to improve the circumstance of poor African Americans. And here's another one. Ocasio-Cortez gets 71% of the vote in her district. Her district has been a shambles for 50 years. She's been in Congress for 4 years, done nothing to improve her district at all. Nothing. And won't do anything. Yet the people there in the Bronx, living in the most horrendous conditions in America, go, yeah, we want more. Let's vote for more of that. It's incomprehensible. It really, and I'm not using that word as an exaggeration, as a historian. Now, I know about legacy voting. We'll get into that a little bit later. I understand the tradition of the African-American voting pattern. It goes all the way back to World War II. And it's in place. But you got eyes, right? You got a wallet, right? These people are never going to help you, ever. Zeldin Wood. And that's a memo. Biden didn't do anything. Today's given an address. I'm not even going to bother with it tonight. I'll analyze it tomorrow. As I said, Biden's neutered. Going to sit there for 2 years, not going to do anything, not going to pass anything. Every executive order he signs is going to be challenged in federal court. So it's like, okay, 2 years, and he's not running again. His party doesn't want him to run again. His party would be more than happy if he resigned tomorrow. Did I miss anything? Stock market, of course. As soon as it wasn't a red wave, boop, down about 400 points. Unbelievable. One more thing. The strategy of calling politicians deniers worked. So from the very beginning, Democrats wanted Republicans to run who did deny the 2020 election. And they slapped the label deniers. That's why the guy in New Hampshire, Bulldog, got waxed. And there's a whole bunch of others. It worked. And independents, whatever. That election denial and January 6th is still a wound in the minds of many Americans. All right, and that's the memo. Just want to run down Oz lost because of Philadelphia, same thing. Blacks in Philadelphia turned out for Fetterman. I don't even think they know who Fetterman is. Oz never connected with the voters, he lost. Hassan beat Bulldog because of the denier thing. Ron Johnson squeaked it out of Wisconsin, but it was darn close. J.D. Vance romped in Ohio, where Trump is still popular. Colorado is now a solidly blue state. It is not coming back. Okay? Blue forever. Florida is solidly red forever. Washington State, solidly blue forever. Patty Murray, a terrible senator, beat her challenger handily out in Washington State. Let's bring in Doug Schoen. He's probably our go-to guy on all political matters. I've given you his resume before, one of the most impressive resumes in the country. Okay, the headline for you yesterday is, Doug?
Ron DeSantis was the big winner and shows that when you run on an affirmative message that addresses many of the issues, Bill, that you spoke of, both in the Talking Points memo and previously, you can win big victories. I think that is the big message I take away and the big message to the Republican Party.
But I understand Masters in Arizona did that. He said, look, we're all getting killed by Biden's policies and the migration and inflation, all that. But he got slaughtered.
I think a couple of things in Arizona. First, Masters didn't have and doesn't have the profile that DeSantis had as an effective governor. But second, I watched the Kelly ads. And Bill, one of the answers to your question is that Kelly ran as a non-Washington Democrat who was concerned about the border. That is, he understood.
But he convinced enough people
to win the election with it.
Well, then those people are dumb.
Kelly's done absolutely nothing. Understood. He could not run as a mainstream Democrat.
Okay. You can run like, you know, I can run as, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi. But if I'm in office, then you've got a record and everything that Biden wanted, Kelly gave him. Period. That's it.
I'm just telling you why it happened.
Okay. Am I wrong about Hochul and Zeldin?
No, you're not wrong about that. I would tell you it is a state that is 53-27 Republican to Democrat. So the fact that Zeldin lost by 4 or 5 points is exactly what you said, a repudiation of Hochul, who's been kept in office only by straight ticket voting by African Americans almost exclusively. So you're right. Yeah.
Okay. And I think it's impossible to break through that voting block of African-Americans in the urban centers, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Baltimore. It's impossible. No one
could do it. If not now, when, Bill? That is,
right,
I agree.
Right. It's a legacy vote. Their grandfathers voted this way. Their fathers voted this way. All their friends vote that way. I'm not disparaging African Americans at all. I'm trying to explain the block vote that knocked Zeldin out. 90% of New York counties go for the man, and one voting block in New York City knocks him out. So New York will never come back, ever.
And Bill, the real victims of crime, I mean, there are many victims of crime, of course, but the most focused and targeted are African Americans.
Sure, everybody knows that. That's where the drug gangs are. They're not in my neighborhood. They're in Bed-Stuy. They're in Harlem. They're in South Bronx. They run around. They're heavily armed. They extort people. They tell people what to do. They shoot up the neighborhoods. And Hochul goes, what was the big deal? And they vote for her.
Correct. Sadly.
You know, I have to discipline myself because I get passionate about this because I know the city as well as any human being on earth, being a reporter, being born and bred here. And I'm going, I'm almost at a point where I don't feel sorry for him. You know, okay, you voted for people who are not going to help you. So what do you expect? And New York City is going to get really worse in the next 2 years. You watch.
I don't see it getting better.
Okay, so now you're setting up a Trump versus DeSantis run. And Trump has lost power. No doubt he has. And DeSantis is gaining power, a lot of power, fast. Do you have any, and I know this is speculation, I don't usually like to do this, but do you have any thought about how, in the short term, that's going to come down? Trump will announce next Tuesday that he's running, and what's going to happen?
Here's what I would say. Trump can figure out exactly what you said. He's already started attacking DeSantis. He started threatening DeSantis. He understands that he's got to take DeSantis out quickly, discourage him from running, intimidate him, or otherwise hurt his chances. If he can do that, Trump has a chance to capitalize on the 2-1 lead he has among Republicans. If he doesn't, and this becomes a long contest, my money would be on DeSantis.
But DeSantis is not going to fold under the Trump thing, number one. And number two, Trump is going to alienate MAGA people who like DeSantis.
I think both of those are true, but Trump only has one strategy, Bill. Go straight ahead and attack.
He's got other options, but he doesn't take them or hasn't yet.
Right.
Okay? There could be detente between him and DeSantis on the same ticket. Finally, when you came to the conclusion there was no red wave, and it was going to be a, it's not a victory for the Democrats by any means, not. But there isn't a repudiation that I was hoping for on these terrible Biden policies. There is not a repudiation of them. Were you sad, angry, happy, because you are a Democrat? What was your emotion?
My emotions were mixed because we are so polarized as a nation. People are responding more as partisans than as citizens. So my concern is that we have to get back to having a real dialogue, a debate, discussion, and people going back and forth rather than partisan lines hardening and people just voting, as you said before, legacy or tradition or ideology.
Now, what are the odds of that happening, Doug?
Not much, Bill. Not much at all.
All right, listen, I can't thank you enough for helping us throughout this whole campaign.
It's been my pleasure always, Bill.
Yeah, great but pleasure. I got the audience doesn't know how busy you are. You make time for us, and very, very nice. There's nothing in it for you, except that
Bill,
I'm going to take it.
You're a longtime friend. You do a great show. If I can help you in a small way, all good for our country.
All right, just make sure you pick out the most expensive restaurant in New York City, and I'm going to take you there soon.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
All right, I'm going to go over some governor's races, then we'll get to our next guest, which is Scott Rasmussen, another genius on the political side. So Michigan, Whitmer beats Tudor Dixon. I thought Tudor Dixon would win. But Whitmer is again, a woman is not going to solve any problems whatsoever. And Dixon was a very, very articulate candidate. No. Now, we know about the unions in Michigan. We know about the deterioration of Michigan. Detroit is almost a cipher. Wisconsin, Evers wins a re-election. Arizona, Lake, it's possible Lake might overcome. She's not behind by much, but she should have won easily. Lake didn't. Nevada, Lombardo won, a Republican, fairly easily. Oregon, this Kotek, the Democrat, has beaten the Republican Drazen by, I don't know, 3,000 votes, 4,000 votes, but that'll probably hold to Oregon stays fanatically blue. Georgia, Kemp, easy. DeSantis, easy. Greg Abbott in Texas, easy. Colorado doesn't matter. It's a Democrat, but, you know, I used to live in Colorado. It's such a nice state, but it's gone. Not coming back. Now, tonight I'll be on News Nation about 8 o'clock, maybe 8:15, with Chris Cuomo discussing all this. And these Q&As are worth it to watch to see which arguments are stronger. So that's tonight, News Nation, O'Reilly Cuomo. Let's bring in Scott Rasmussen. He's in McKinney, Texas. All right, you know him. There's a poll named after him, but he doesn't own the poll anymore. He made a fortune selling it. But he still writes the Number of the Day column. He's involved in Ballotpedia. He's doing politics all day, every day. The headline last yesterday for you, Scott.
I think the voters provided a mixed verdict. It was not what the Republicans hoped for. Instead, Joe Biden's agenda has been stopped because of the House victory, and even more so if the Republicans do win control of the Senate. But I think it's fair to say that the voters weren't ready to give control or too much power to the Republicans. It's more like this is going to be an audition period the next 2 years.
Is there a Trump factor here?
There is. Look, candidates matter. And some of the candidates that ran in states Republicans should have won weren't very good candidates. The candidate for governor of Pennsylvania ran a terrible campaign, raised hardly any money, had no organization, dragged down not just Dr. Oz in the Senate race, but local officials in races all across the state of Pennsylvania.
Did the branding of denier work for the Democrats?
That's less clear. And one of the reasons, as we're speaking right now, we don't know who's going to win in Arizona, a key place where that issue would be discussed. One way that I would look at it, Republicans were absolutely right that Democrats were overplaying the January 6th event. It wasn't what voters were interested in. Some Republicans, however, went further and said, we want to talk about 2020. We want to talk about how the election was stolen. That was a mistake. For both Republicans and Democrats, the message is voters want to talk about the future, not the past.
I disagree with you. I think Kelly's going to win in Arizona. But I also go ahead.
No, I think Kelly wins the Senate race in Arizona, but the governor's race is not so clear.
Lake is close. But in Nevada, same culture, desert culture, Republicans did fairly well. And it looks like their Laxalt will win the Senate there. I don't know why. What's the difference between Arizona and Nevada?
You know, Bill, sometimes we talk about these things like they are massive differences because one goes red, one goes blue. We're talking about just a percentage point or two in each race. The differences aren't that large. On the other hand, one difference in that particular campaign is the Nevada candidate was an experienced politician.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the same question that I just asked Doug Schoen. The big winner, you would, I'm sure, agree, was DeSantis last night, right?
Absolutely.
So DeSantis obviously wants to run for president. Trump's going to announce that he's going to run next week. How do you see that shaken down?
I think DeSantis right now had his profile elevated so much last night that it's going to be difficult for President Trump to avoid looking like a little bit of a sour loser trying to stomp on DeSantis's parade right now. But where it looks 4 years from now, that's way too far down the road to tell.
It's two, Scott, 2 years.
2 years. Up. I'm sorry. I've been up for a long
time. No, I know you've been up all night.
As young as I used to be.
It's only two, and it's going to start pretty much next week. But I don't know. From my vantage point, there isn't one Republican that I know that would object to DeSantis. I mean, anybody who's a registered Republican, he'd be okay, right?
And one signal on that was Jeb Bush last night was tweeting and saying, I hope DeSantis beats my record. I hope he wins.
Yeah, because you know, Jeb hates Trump.
That's right. And so
doesn't that make it hard for Trump to attack DeSantis? If every Republican likes him and Trump starts attacking him, it seems to me that could backlash against Trump.
Well, I think we already saw a little bit of that. You know, he came up with a new nickname for DeSantis and then backed off a little bit the next day, kind of going back and forth. Then he said he voted for DeSantis, but then skipped his name in the post-election speech. So, President Trump is trying to figure out how to address this. But DeSantis, and especially, look, DeSantis won because of the way he governed.
That's right.
And that is what is appealing.
Scott, we really appreciate it. We know how busy you are. Thanks for helping us out tonight.
Thank you, Bill.
Final thing on the election, and tomorrow I'm going to do an extensive mail segment, and you tell me what you think. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town, if you wish to opine. All right, so get that email into me, and we'll spend a lot of time on it tomorrow. CNN exit polls, and by the way, this is interesting. CNN was good. They didn't use any of their bomb throwers, with the exception of my least favorite guy of all time, who was running around, and they had new people. They looked pretty solid. There wasn't any ideology. Everything was fairly measured. Okay? And I was impressed. Fox had way too many people. Way too many people. I mean, it was like, how many more panels and people are you going to have? People are hanging from the ceiling. And, I was thinking about it. I miss Charles Krauthammer so much. Because he would bring in stuff, insights. The rest of them, I'm not putting them down. But I'm not learning a lot. Okay, CNN exit polls. Race of midterm voters. White, 73. Black, 11. Latino, 11. Asian, 2. Is your family's financial situation compared to 2 years ago better? 19%. Worse, 47%. Same, 33%. View of the Democratic Party, favorable, 44. Unfavorable, 53. Republican Party, favorable, 44. Unfavorable, 52. Pretty much the same. Okay. Immigrants in the USA do more to help the country, 53%. Hurt the country, 39%. And two more. Most important issue to you, crime, 11. Abortion, 27. Inflation, 31. Gun policy, 11. Immigration, 10. It's a high abortion number. Democracy in the USA is somewhat secure, 30%, somewhat threatened, 68%. Then why do we have a record turnout in voting? It's not threatened. Will Biden, do you want Biden to run for president 24? Yes, 30, no, 67. It's not running. Cancel culture update. Ann Coulter is a graduate of Cornell. She's set to speak there this evening. There's a big to-do about it. I'll report tomorrow. I hope nobody gives her a hard time or there isn't any violence at Cornell. University needs to control that. We're watching it very closely. 42% of Americans ages 10 years old to 25, Gen X, Gen Z, I should say, have been diagnosed with a mental health condition. 42%. Ages 10 to 25. Anxiety, depression, ADHD, eating disorder, insomnia, bipolar, borderline personality, addiction. Lost generation, younger people in America, lost. Smart Life, here we go. This was sent to us by Judy McIver, lives in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you very much, Judy. This is an amazing tip. So if you go to Good RX app, Good, G-O-O-D, capital R, X, app. It monitors 75,000 pharmacies in the USA. It's free. All you need to do is type in on their homepage a drug's name and click find the lowest price and pop, it takes the lowest price in a pharmacy near you. You can even get Good RX coupons that bring the price down further. Good RX app. Judy, that was a great tip. Thank you very much. Smart Life. This day in history, November 9th, 1938, Nazis loot and burn synagogues all across Germany and Austria. It's known as Kristallnacht, 84 years ago today. Now, the importance of this is obviously the Third Reich. Hitler was terrorizing the Jewish population, not only in Germany, but beyond its borders. And on this night, these thugs went out and they just burned down and attacked Jews everywhere. Now, this made all the local press. Everybody knew this happened in Germany. Okay? The pictures were there. Everything was there. So then after the war, when the German people, many of them said, oh, we didn't know what was going on. This proves they did know what was going on. And they allowed it. They allowed it. 1938, 84 years ago, Kristallnacht. And that was the beginning of the end for 6 million Jews. Okay, we'll do a short mail segment and then a final thought, which I think you're going to want to hear about the election. Right back.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, let's go to the mail. We'll begin with Joe Poland, Andover, Connecticut. It's unfortunate that a red wave never materialized for Republicans. What are the lessons we should learn from Governor Santis's huge win in Florida? Well, he governed well, kept taxes down, no woke stuff. Florida isn't like that. Hurricane Ian, he was there. It's good governance was rewarded, not blathered. Blah, 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 blah. He did it. Rich Short, Rochester, New York, do you have an opinion as to whether Mitch McConnell retains his leadership position? Absolutely does. Okay? Because he's the guy who can handle Schumer. Not going to go anywhere. Mac Hardaway, Rancho Santa Margarita, California. Mr. O, how do news outlets receive vote tabulations? Do states send them out? Everyone seems to have the same number simultaneously. States do send out their information to the media, and some get it up faster than others. But last night, pretty much everybody had it. There weren't any embarrassing things. I didn't see any. Anyway, if you did, let me know. Again, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. If you saw anything embarrassing, I didn't. I thought it was pretty straightforward last night. Boring. How many times did you hear the words, but it's early? We know that. But it's early. I had it maybe 3,000 times. Judith, I've been a premium member, Bill, since the beginning. Learned so much about our political system. It is all because of your straight talk and no nonsense. I'm 80 years old and a Navy vet who says you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Thank you for all and your staff do, Judith, in Zephyr Hills, Florida. What a nice letter, Judith. You know, I'm glad that you're with us, and I'm glad that we can be of help to your life. Andrew, Bill, your remarks tonight about Al Gore's gracious exit in 2000 reminded me why I read, watch, and listen to you as much as possible. Congratulations on your insightful, balanced, and mature commentary. I think that's the first time the word mature and me have been uttered in the same sentence, I think. Richard M. Key, Syracuse, New York. I just lost my beloved Yorkie of 13 years yesterday. Do you have any thoughtful words? Very painful situation. You know, dogs, I got Hallie the Terror Dog. They have a finite life, like humans, but humans a lot longer. And so all you can do is accept that when you get a dog. Know the dog is not going to be around probably as long as you are. And just make sure that you and the dog have the best relationship you can have. Richard, I'm sure that you did. I'm sure you did. And then when the dog leaves, you'll have the memories of the dog. I got buku pictures of the Terror Dog. A Terror Dog should be around. Probably be a race between me and the Terror Dog to the cemetery. But I know how much people love their pets. And I know when the pets leave, how painful it is. Just hang tough. It's life. John Horvath, Donington, Pennsylvania. I am fully enjoying my read of Killing the Legends. As a 35-year-old, these three individuals before my time. But it's amazing how history repeats itself with the lethal dangers of celebrity now. And how young people become addicted and their lives destroyed. Scary. So I'm glad you're reading my book, John, Killing the Legends, doing great, hanging tough among all competition. So great Christmas gift. And if you want a three-pack, we'll give you a bundle, Killing the Mob, Killing Killers, that's The Secret War on Terrorism, and Killing the Legends, three books for the price of two. This is a fantastic savings. So full price is $90. You get it for $54. You know, you get three books, you can keep them, you can give them away as gifts, but not going to get a better deal than that. Next week, we'll unveil the Christmas store stuff. We get some pretty interesting stuff. We get the prices way down. And we'll save you a lot of money if you go to our Christmas store. Word of the day, do not be a cautel. C-A-U-T-E-L. Very obscure word, but it's a good one. C-A-U-T-E-L. Back with the final thought in a moment.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, here's a final thought of the day. Every morning, I write a message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com. It's free. You don't have to be a premium member. You don't have to be a concierge member. You don't have to juggle. You don't have to answer a trick question. You just go to BillO'Reilly.com and boom, there it is. I'm going to read you my message of the day now in the final thought. Benjamin Franklin would be sad if he were around today. Divided nation, increasingly dependent population, disrespect for order and established law, apathy, rampant addiction to substance and devices, incredible self-centricity among the folks. Franklin understood freedom is eroded by all of those things. The USA had a chance to self-correct on Election Day, but declined. Florida and some other states did reject the madness, but places like Arizona and Virginia dug deeper into it. Yes, incredibly inept, Joe Biden is now checked by Congress, but just barely. The repudiation of him should have been epic, as the kids say. It wasn't. Millions of Americans voted for economic weakness, violent crime, immigration chaos, and woke terror. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez received more than 70% of the vote in her crime-ridden, dangerous district. There is no point in disparaging Americans who reject what has built this country into a colossus. They are entitled to believe what they want to believe. But it's sad, and Dr. Franklin, I'm sure, would attest to that. Sometimes democracy hurts. It's true. So all we can do is be loyal Americans. The vote was a vote. Wasn't dishonest. None of that surfaced. Democracy is not imperiled. Democracy was not on the ballot. Okay? Problem solving was on the ballot. And people in Pennsylvania said, we don't really want to solve problems. People in New York State, we don't want to solve them. Washington State, Michigan, nope. People in Texas said, we like to solve problems. Florida, North Carolina, like to solve them. So we're going to get people in there, give them a chance, because we know that the Democratic Party isn't going to solve any problems. And that brings me to the last point I want to make and the final thought. Things will get worse under Joe Biden. No matter what he says later on, the man can't run the country. They're going to get worse. I don't know how specifically. I'm not rooting for them to get worse. I don't want the economy to get worse. I don't want more inflation. That hurts you. It hurts me. I don't want it. But they will get worse. And then the people who voted for the Democratic Party are still not going to admit they're wrong. No matter how bad it gets, they're still not going to admit they're wrong. It's like Germany. How many people admitted they were wrong in 1938? You could see it. We just ran it this day in history. You could see it. It was wrong. Any decent human being had to know it was wrong. Did they repudiate the Nazi Party in 38? They did not. I'm not drawing a parallel between Democrats and Nazis. I'm just saying the human nature is such that some people will never admit reality. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.